We're back on with the president of Michigan United Conservation Club's George Lindquist, who is still out on Lake Superior, still fishing.
Oh, yes. Yep. You know what we can do here. So.
Well, at least you're out in the sunshine on the most beautiful lake in the world, in my opinion, but I'm maybe a little biased on that. Anyway.
Greatest of the Great Lakes.
I like that. All right. So let's talk about this July NRC meeting a little bit more. We talked about kind of a comparative between June and July. We now have two more NRC committee members who are from the UP, who basically hopefully will represent the UP. And J.R. Richardson previously was on the NRC. He is back now. And
yes.
I think most of us are happy about that. I want to talk now about what your concerns are since the July NRC meeting with regard to new deer regulations or anything else that you have seen come up in the last week's NRC meeting.
Well, so at the NRC meeting, there were like huge changes downstate, just a number of big changes. And down there, of course, the idea is that, you know, they need to kill more deer in a number of areas. They need to take more antlerless deer. And, of course, we all know, I mean, just pretty much anywhere in the state, the buck-to-doe ratio is way out of balance. So, you know, some of those changes are made to, like, encourage people to take more antlerless deer or even just to take more deer. And, of course, we don't have that concern up here mostly. You know, there's areas along the Wisconsin border, the CWD area, where, you know, it definitely would help to take some more deer out of. But, yeah, for a lot of the UP, it's a whole different story. We're struggling to keep a deer herd. And, you know, we have the UP Habitat Work Group trying to do what they can here to, you know, get people to improve any lands they may own or near the wintering complexes, and whatever we can do to keep these deer healthy and is a good thing. So one of the things that was brought up at this meeting is that the department is talking about doing a phase two thing, they're calling it, with our deer regs. So this fall, probably late fall or into the winter, they're going to be having like regional meetings and talking about possible changes that people might want to make to our deer regs up here. So to me, that's a big concern. That's something we have to kind of track and keep an eye on. And, you know, people need to give their voice on some of this stuff.
Well, I certainly would agree with giving your voice, having your voice heard, especially at the CAC meetings and any, you know, public type meetings that they're going to talk to people about and get opinions. What specifically are your concerns?
Well, my concern is, I guess it's on perspective and how you look at it, but there are a number of people that are saying, well, you know, why can't I use my crossbow in the late season up here? And, you know, which is a legitimate question, but I guess I try to look at it from the deer herd perspective and, you know, do we need to have a whole bunch more people out there, you know, hunting in our deer yards and on our migration trails? Because, you know, right now it's close to 70% of the archery hunters use crossbow. So do we want to, like, put 70% more people out there, you know, hunting the late season? You know, I don't think we have the deer to do that with for a whole lot of the UP. You know, to me, I just feel like, you know, we have to look at it at that perspective of, you know, do we have the deer? When you have 10 deer per square mile and, you know, they all go to one small area, I mean, should we be hunting those deer? Should we be taking them out? You can really have some serious impact on that population at that time of year because they're very vulnerable. So that's a concern that I have. And I think a lot of other sportsmen do, too. And that's why that regulation wasn't adopted in the first place about the late season, because people were concerned about increasing the take. So,
well, I encourage everyone to have your voice heard when they do have these meetings, CAC meetings on the Eastern and Western UP and any other, you know, town hall type meetings that the DNR organizes, to get your opinion. So, George, thank you so much for sharing your concerns and things that you think are going well or better anyway than they were a month ago. So I appreciate your time and good luck out there on Lake Superior.
Thank you, Adam. I'm really happy with who we have on the commission right now. I think we had some potential here to get some great things done. And, you know, at least they have a full board there and we have UP representation. To me, that's really important stuff.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yep. Thank you.
President of MUCC, George Lindquist. This is The Outdoor Show.